All right, we are back in open session. The board has concluded the formative assessment of the superintendent. We are now on item number four, and the time is 11 p.m. for the record. Mm-hmm. And we are now on agenda item four.
4A, comments and our results regarding formative assessment of superintendent.
All right, the board has given Dr. Murphy the results regarding the formative assessment and presented it with some short-term goals. And we've done the, the progress assessment. We have actually synthesized a calendar that, for the record, we've synthesized a calendar that takes into account not just our new financial calendar, but our the TASB recommended evaluation TASA. Process and TASA. So I think we've got a good working calendar for evaluation.
I've made the amendments already, and they'll be in your Friday packet.
That fits our district, even though with respect to the accountability ratings for the district, we're going to be left in the dark because the state has failed to provide any kind of formal accountability ratings for this coming year. And so how every district is going to handle that, I don't know. This might be a great time for us to focus on learning other stuff other than testing.
Yeah. And that is true, and we are working harder on PBMAS, on the first, on our star chart for technology.
Yeah.
A lot of those types of things, it gives us the opportunity to focus more closely on, because we don't have the AEIS
right
for at least 18, well, at least 13 more months.
Yeah. So that may be, I guess, a blessing rather than being in the dark. I wish we could just get rid of it.
You know, one other note about that, President, when we get those results 13 months from now, they will not change our ratings. Remember, it's a two-year.
Right.
We will not get a rating change until 2014.
That's right.
It'll give us those results, but it won't change.
Summer of 2014.
Right. We'll stay recognized.
If they have their stuff done. They're supposed to have it done by the end of next year, right?
Yeah, but the first year, there's no accountability.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else from the board? Comments?
I do have a comment.
Lori?
A question, actually. Mr. Chair, will we adopt the evaluation cycle that we've just looked at maybe at the next board meeting or so?
Yeah, let's bring the new revised, with the new additions.
Should I bring through the policy with first reading, second reading?
I think we just adopt it.
Now, Ms. Searles, you wanted it in more bullet format as opposed to the wheel?
No, the wheel's good, but it was real nice to have the like little addendum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That might be difficult because I've got to get for next board meeting. I got to have
then it. Just
it might be December.
That's
yeah,
fine.
And
it doesn't have to be next month.
Throw it in the Friday packet for you know.
Okay, but I won't have it for this.
I'm that's okay.
So oh,
that's
for December board meeting,
sure.
I'll get it
that's
to you.
Or January. I mean, it's not an emergency.
Right. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Anybody else? Comments? All right, then we are on to agenda item five.
Adjournment.
Thank you, board. Appreciate it.
By unanimous consent.
Have a safe
return.
Trip, Dr. Murphy.
Yeah, have a good trip, Doc.
Have a good one.
You found your pen.
See, I did.
Sorry, it's not scratches.
Thank you. Thank you so much, President. Thank you very much.
You know what? You can take this. See you, Lori. Good meeting, guys.
Yes.
You went over a little bit, but
thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
Doc?
I need in my house.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's a special day for me.
Here, come on.